Danas je petek 23. decembra i poslušate Slovensko dajo na radiju SBS. Danas pa mi je u čast da se lako pogovarjam s novim tako imenovanim Honorary Vice Consul Republike Slovenije za zvezdnu državu New South Wales, to je gospod Mark Stariha. Naj tukaj povem, da Mark prihaja iz zelo spoštovane družine Stariha, ki je znana ne samo v Sydneyju, ampak po vsej Avstraliji. In sem zelo vesel, da imam Marka kot našega današnjega gosta. Najprej, Mark, iskrene čestitke. Congratulations on being given this position and welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, Lenti.
How did this all come about?
It really started probably when, not long after Anthony Thomason was appointed as the Honorary Consul for Slovenia in Sydney. And he, as most people know, has a lot of business interests overseas. So after a while, I'd been unofficially handling inquiries that were coming in when Tony wasn't here, so effectively in Tony's absence, but not being able to do it under any particular title. So I was servicing the needs of some of the Slovenian citizens who were here in Australia and also some that wanted to go and see Slovenia, but unofficially. So Tony had put forward that, I believe it was Tony that actually put forward that I become honorary vice consul if possible, so I could do these things on an official basis, and that was taken up and supported by the embassy. It's unlike when you would regard Alfred Brezhnev when he was general consul. That would be, I would regard as a true diplomat. So yes, in an honorary position, everything we do is on an honorary capacity. And it's actually very limited in the diplomatic functions that we can perform. For example, we can't do passports inquiries, visa inquiries, citizenship inquiries, or birth certificate inquiries, which are some of the main ones that we tend to get as phone calls to our office. And those all have to be handled by the embassy. Part of the reason for that is that we're not authorised to witness signatures legally for Slovenia. They actually need to be witnessed by somebody from the embassy or someone who is in a true diplomatic role or by a public notary. So it does complicate things slightly, but it's understandable. So the general inquiries that we deal with here would be pointing people to the right direction, providing tourist information. We go through and, over the last year, attended many functions on behalf of Slovenia here in Sydney, either in the consular corps for the New South Wales government or various other business functions. Yeah, it's been interesting already so far, but now it'll be, I guess, official for those parts that I've been undertaking on Anthony Thomason's behalf.
What are your hopes and what are your plans now that you have this position? Obviously, besides assisting the Honorary Consul, Mr. Thomason, in New South Wales.
That's an interesting question. I think the role naturally evolves. It's mainly, I think, to do with promoting Slovenia, both in terms of business and tourist destination. One of the things that was started a couple of years ago by the honorary consuls, not only Anthony Thomason, but also by Nevenka Gog-Clark and Adrian Vadovitz, was the Chamber of Commerce, which was strongly supported by the embassy. And the Slovenian-Australian Chamber of Commerce, its goal is to promote business relationships between the two countries, because most of the Slovenian focus is in, you know, from the Slovenian side, I believe, is in increasing some kind of trade or just a relative importance of Slovenia as a trading partner and enabling businesses who are in Slovenia to trade in Australia to assist them to find the right people to speak to. And also on the other side, for businesses in Australia who are looking to maybe export to Slovenia or start up a branch in Slovenia.
Bit of a spanner in the works here. So New South Wales has a honorary consul, as does Queensland and South Australia. And in New South Wales, of course, you're now the honorary vice consul. In Victoria, where we have the largest Slovenian community in Australia, but we don't have any kind of official representative in that role.
Yeah, it's always been a surprise to me. I guess you would know better than I the history of the previous honorary consul in Victoria, and you would probably know better than I the history of why maybe there hasn't been one appointed yet. I would say it's not because of any lack of will from the embassy to have someone appointed. Maybe it is that there's been dispute or that they just haven't been able to determine who the right person is that would be acceptable to the whole community. I really can't comment on it much further than that because I'm not involved in it. But it is, to me, like you, I guess, disappointing that there isn't one.
Mark, it's food for thought for us down here in Victoria, wondering what is going on, and that's why I brought it up, so people can start thinking about what might occur in this regard.
Before we finish, I really would like to thank Anthony Tomagin, who has been a tremendous support as Honorary Consul for myself, the Embassy, Helena Dronoshek in particular, and Jana Grilch, who have been fantastic. I think they're a terrific representatives of Slovenia here in Australia. And also some people who have wished me extremely well over the last couple of weeks, Mr. Alfred Brezhnik, who has been a tremendous Slovenian, and Marta Magena, and a few others who really have been supportive of anything that I get involved with. And I do hope that I am able to continue and contribute well to the Slovenian community.
Mark, it's probably not my position here to speak personally, but I think you're very capable.
Well, thank you, Lenti. Lenti, as you would be aware, the role is honorary. It does consume time. Sometimes it doesn't take very much time, and other times it does. Week to week, it's very different in the number of functions that might be attended or the number of inquiries that come through to the consulate. But if I wasn't working for Anthony Tomazin or I wasn't self-employed, it would not be possible to do this role. And I have, through doing the support work for Anthony Tomazin over the last couple of years, had a real great appreciation for anybody, and I always have had, but for anybody who invests time into the community, because whatever time you put in is time that you're giving up from your family or from your work or from somewhere else. And as I said, if I wasn't employed by Anthony Tomazin, I don't know how I would find the time to do the things that I need to in terms of attending functions or doing work with the inquiries that come through. Very difficult position, and I can understand why some people would be very reluctant to take it up, because there is a lot of expectation, and as well as those things, you have the community itself asking you to be involved in things like the church or the clubs, which is great to go and represent, but all of these things collectively take up a lot of time. And I do appreciate it. And Lenti, I really thank you for your words and saying that you think that I'm very capable. I would like to think I could do a good job, and time will tell how well I can do things and how well I can manage things, but I do hope it does go well for the entire community.
And so our listeners are informed, honorary means not paid.
Honorary, not $1. There's no dollar even that comes from the embassy for support for phone calls or for paperwork or for office stationery or nothing. Okay, so whatever we do is purely on an honorary basis. So if I have someone who comes to my office because they've got a particular problem they'd like assistance with and I sit here for an hour with them, that's an hour that I'm giving up out of my paid work to spend with that person. And most people are so thankful. They're really, I think as a general rule, we have great Slovenians who really understand that. But there have been a couple who have called where they come up with queries and almost demands for support where it's well beyond anything that the honorary consuls can do, and it's also probably even well beyond what the embassy can do. And it's like there are some people in the community who expect that because you're from Slovenia, you can actually get in touch with people in Slovenia to do things for them. So, yes, I'm more than happy to assist people and put them in touch with the right people overseas, but in the end, people still need to take a responsibility for their own lives and their own affairs. And that's probably the only thing that I found as negative over the last 2 years. The work that gets done, and I would like everybody to remember, so if I don't go to every function and if I don't go to every club event or whatever, it's only a time constraint. And we all wish to have a normal life while we can still support the community in whichever way we can.
Mr. Mark Stariha, Honorary Vice Consul for the Republic of Slovenia, representing the state of New South Wales, thank you so much for joining us today on SBS Radio. On behalf of our listeners, I congratulate you on achieving this position, wishing you and your lovely family a very Merry Christmas and all the best in 2017. Mark, hvala da ste se nam tuke pridružili na Radio SBS i želimo tudi vam, kot tudi vaši družini, vesele božične praznike, ter srečno in predvsem zdravo novo leto 2017.
Hvala, Lenti, enako tebi. Pozdravljam vse in vesel božič vsem. Hvala.